PPI.org.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/waveproject. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Fresh Air's Incorporated Board of Directors, volunteers, or staff.
An hour radio show here, and I'm a comedian by trade, and because of a poor life choice, I'm pleased to be here on KFAI. What's going to happen on this show called the Minnesconsin Show is that if you have something to sell or trade and you can't seem to get rid of it, or you don't like Facebook, you're not on the internet, you can call in the studio here. We're at... What number am I at? Okay, 612-341-0980. And right now, it being a Sunday, we're going to play a little gospel song.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard out my car. Comes in colors pink and pleasant, glows in the dark, it's iridescent. Take it with you when you travel far. Get yourself a sweet Madonna, dressed in bronze, setting.
The Flaming Lips with Dashboard Jesus. I'm Mary Mack, and you're listening to KFAI. We have a caller who wants to sell or trade something. Caller, are you there?
Uh-huh. Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling in. You got something? Or first, what's your name? I should be polite.
Oh, this is Jane from South Minneapolis.
Hi, Jane. Thank you so much for calling in. You got something you want to trade or swap?
Yeah, I have like over 1,000 prints. They're not, some of them are worth money, some of them aren't, but they're a collection of my mom's, and she doesn't want them anymore, and they're taking up like half my apartment. So I have tons of like, there's some of like lots of birds, boats, flora and fauna.
You got any ducks?
There's some ducks in there, yeah.
Okay, that's a big seller.
And then any subject, I could put some together and maybe trade. And what I'm looking for, if anybody wants to swap, okay, is a nice floor lamp.
Okay. Well, I have a crappy floor lamp, but let's get you a chance. Now, Jane, these prints sound fantastic, and the fact that you got so many of them, look at you doing the Marie Kondo on your house. That right. Floor lamp's going to take up a lot less room. You want to trade for a floor lamp. Now, Jane, do you feel comfortable? I'm not, this is my first show on this, Jane. So I could take your phone number and give it over the air, or I could have somebody call in and then we could secretly give them your phone number.
We could give an email address if you want to do that, if you're not afraid.
Or an email address, is that better, Jane? I just don't want you to get murdered. I mean, that's my overall goal today. So, yeah, I mean, thanks for being lighthearted about it, Jane. I just thought of that now. I kind of want these prints, so I guess I'm not going to buy all the prints. I do have a crappy floor lamp. But, you're doing an email maybe?
Yeah, why don't I leave you guys with an email, and then you can give it to somebody who wants to...
Okay.
Who wants to trade.
But here's the rules of this game. They have to also call in the station and let us know if they want to buy or trade, and then we'll hook them up again with your email. Because we want to make Mason Butler, the content manager here, as busy as possible. So what's your email, Jane?
What was that?
What's your email?
Oh, I'm going to give it out over the air.
Okay. Oh, wait. Well, you don't have to, Jane.
I can take it off the air.
We can take it off the air. We'll just have people call into the station here at 612-341-0980. And this, Jane, we're still working out the kinks, okay? This is something that they used to do in Tennessee when I went to school down there, and I sure loved listening to the Swap and Shop. So all these fantastic prints, and how big are they, Jane?
They're all different sizes, but the biggest ones are probably like 12 by 12 or something that would go into like a 11 by 14 frame to like smaller ones. There's so many. And if anybody has a theme, and I'll try to pull out as many prints as I can, that would be a fair price for the fair trade for a lamp.
Okay. And any particular type of floor lamp, you just... any kind of design
How about a mid-century modern?
Wow, you're not picky, Jane. Okay, well, man, I'm stoked. I love that you're describing these. A lot of wildlife on the prints, variety of sizes. Biggest would be an 11 by 14 frame, and
a lot of landscapes. A lot of stuff from I would say. 20th century, early 20th century.
Wow.
Some French and English. That was like what my mom liked to collect. So.
Wow. Okay. And what's your mom's name?
Her name's Kathy.
Kathy's
she's in Washington State. Yeah.
Prince from Washington State, via her daughter Jane in South Minneapolis. Yeah. Okay. So far, nobody's lighting up the phone here, Jane. I wasn't anticipating this. I suppose there's a lot of unemployed people, but that's why we have the swap portion. So, Jane, don't you give up. We'll get...
Okay.
I don't know how to transfer you to the station manager without hanging up on you.
Oh, I'll pick it up. I got it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Man, this is a magic
The tech. You're the talent. I'm the tech.
This community radio, they let you be the talent. That doesn't happen anywhere else. Holy crap. Okay, Jane, well, good luck with that. And
thanks, Mary.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. Talk to you. If somebody calls back, we'll call you back, okay?
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, appreciate it. Bye-bye. Wow. Well, that's something I could use, actually. I have a feeling I'm going to get a lot more stuff after doing this show. I run a show exactly opposite of the Marie Kondo tidying up. It's called How to Get More Crap and Have a Bigger Mess. That's the name of the show I'm putting on Netflix. Okay, well, guys, nobody's calling in right now, but it is a special treat that I've brought my Happy Wanderers record in today, and this was recorded in Minneapolis, Minnesota at Audio Tech Studios. I'm thinking maybe around 1970 or earlier. The Happy Wanderers were very popular in this area in the 1960s, and I think it's going to wake you up and give you a little cheer and maybe get you motivated to sell some stuff on the air here.
Number again, 612-341-0980. You can swap, you can shop, you can do both. Ooh. That's some dialing music.
That's some busy finger music right there.
La 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 la, ooh la 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 la. Alleluia, mala się śmieje, bo mala zały dobrze się dzieje. Ula la la la, ula la la la, ula la 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 la. Plecami mora, jadzie z mi stroni, raz dwa ci ścieli, to trewce gromli. Ula la la la, ula la la la, ula la 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 la. Hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, nana, do samego rana, moja kochania. Hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, nana, hupaj, szupaj, nana, hupaj, szupaj. Na zielonej wąsy, że się nastała, dzisiaj do mnie jasek, z jego podała. Ona bogania, moja kochania, moja mama bija za kochania. Hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, nana, do samego rana, moja kochania. Hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, nana, hupaj, szupaj, nana, hupaj, szupaj.
Man, those polkas only last a short while, don't they? Boy, well, oh, here's another one. Bottom, bottom, I want to sell something from my basement. Okay.
612-341-0980. The show doesn't work if you don't work it. So it's kind of like, it's like a 12-step program. If you don't work it, nobody gets a floor lamp.
Mason, what are you saying? We've already had one real caller, and that's more than I expected today.
We've gotten halfway to where we need to be, so we have 1,000 prints with with ducks.
It will take
and goats and
they don't
and
need
birds.
To take them all. They don't need to take them all.
We have between 1,000 and 1,000 prints from the early 20th century. We are looking for a mid-century modern floor lamp.
Up to 1,000 prints. Actually, you don't even have to take a print. I bet you if you just had a floor lamp you didn't want.
I think she would take that.
She would probably take that and bank those prints elsewhere. Well, okay, I'm going to explain a little bit more how this works since the phone lines are... The phone lines, I know I caught people off guard. I know I'm wearing an air mask and the mic has a filter on it. So people might not, I'm so sanitized, people might not understand me of what's happening on the show. When I went to school and taught music down in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and around Nashville, Tennessee, there was a show on the radio with a much greater southern drawl than what I'm using currently. And people would call in, they'd say, I got a wheelbarrow full of hickory wood, and I'd like to trade that for 2 bales of hay. And so it was a very successful program. Now, I don't know if anybody has any hay baled here in the Twin Cities. They want to trade for something else, but I'm sure there's a taker out there. And this, to the station manager's dismay, we might have to do this again so that you guys can get your stuff ready. Because there's nothing funner than describing something over the airwaves. And it's really, it's like a grab bag almost. Okay, guys.
We got a caller.
We have a caller. Hallelujah. Welcome. Hey, you're on the air with KFAI. You're on the Minnesconsin show. And you have something to sell or trade.
Absolutely. I've got a chainsaw.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I wish I would have started this show months ago. We just had to buy a plug-in chainsaw from Aldi. Hey, okay, well, what's your name, caller?
Sure, my name is Jeff.
Jeff? And what kind of chainsaw is this?
Well, it's a gas-powered chainsaw.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a Puan.
Oh my gosh. That's a good one. Puulon?
Lan.
A-N.
Right.
Oh, that's a great chainsaw. Now, is it running okay?
It is running okay as of last evening. It got completely tuned up. It has a new sharp chain on it, so it's ready to saw through some logs.
Well, Jeff, I hope I'm not being too asking too many personal questions here, but why do you got to get rid of your chainsaw?
Well, actually, it's not my chainsaw. I'm kind of the neighborhood mechanic, and everybody gives me their stuff that doesn't work.
Jeff, wait a second. Is this going to get you in jail? Or did you steal somebody's chainsaw?
That I did not do.
Okay. So it was given to you. You fixed it up, and they said...
Yeah.
Yeah? They said...
Correct. A lot of neighbors around here don't... Like, they'll get items.
Yeah.
Or they'll have equipment that stops working for them.
Yeah.
And they'll say... They'll come on over and say, I don't want this anymore. I got a new one. So here, you can have it.
Oh, that's a cool gig. That's a cool gig.
So I end up rebuilding stuff.
Oh, that is so cool. Hey, Jeff, you do any odd jobs of rebuilding or fixing stuff? Somebody could hire you?
For small engines, sure.
You do? Okay, I'll make sure to get your email from the station manager. Now, if nobody takes you up on this... chainsaw, they're being ridiculous. Now, what would you like for it? Would you like cash? Would you like to trade?
Yeah, I'd like cash, and probably one of the biggest selling points is that it's called the Wild Thing. So it's
Those. Is it neon green?
It's neon green.
I know my chainsaws, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is a flashy one. Like,
I'm going to have to jump in real quick.
Yeah.
Because it is a community radio station, we cannot give away the price of said chainsaw. But if you are in the market for this chainsaw,
we can get you
the email address for Jeff here.
Okay, Jeff.
If you wanted to perhaps swap, and perhaps that would give people an idea of what you think the value of said chainsaw is.
Oh.
What is an item that would be tradable for that chainsaw?
Oh, yeah, then they'll kind of have an idea. We're getting around it.
Yeah, I'd say like six good albums. Six good vinyl albums would be about what I would do a trade for.
I'm playing three good vinyls.
Could be modern rock or...
Modern rock, okay.
New wave, post-punk.
Okay. Okay, well, if we got some really good, in-shape vinyl albums, six of them, or think about how much those would cost you and just give Jeff that cash, although I can't tell you how much that is. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll take your email, Jeff. Thank you so much for calling in, and Mason will be right with you. Wow, guys. We got a lot going on at KFAI today. We got a Wild Thing chainsaw, neon green. If you use that in the woods during hunting season, you're going to be safe, okay? That's a big deal. Safe chainsawing while hunting, you know? Okay, I think we might even have some more callers. People are starting to clean out their places. Let me see. I have a segment I need to do while we're collecting emails here.
I hope that my microphone wasn't on when they said call back and give a different name later if you want to. Because I've limited Jeff to one swap at a time.
So
if Jeff wants to try to give another thing, he's got to assume a different identity.
Okay, and that goes for everybody on this first show, so it sounds like more people are calling
in. 612-341-0980, swap and shop.
Yeah.
Again, we're not looking for dollar amounts. We are hoping that you will want to trade your trash or treasure for the treasure or trash of a neighbor.
What if I have treasure and I want to trade it for trash only?
Perfect.
Okay.
I think that's perfect.
It's a bargain on the other party's part. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, guys, I got a still moment here on KFAI on the Minnesconsin show where I can open up my gratitude journal, Minneapolis edition, and tell you what do I enjoy about living in the Twin Cities, specifically Minneapolis. I know you're supposed to say the people and the culture and all that, but my main thing that I really love here, and this is a shout out, is the garbage service. Hello? Recycle mattresses much? Oh my gosh, I don't even know another city in the country where you can put out a mattress, write for solid waste on it, and then a day later, a magic mattress, actually it might be a week later, I don't remember. A magic mattress fairy comes and just takes that away. Do you know how hard it is to burn a mattress? Oh my gosh, we got a call, Mason. That phone line's been crazy. We can't even keep up with the calls. Okay, hello, you're on KFAI. You got something to sell or trade?
No, I was just calling about that chainsaw. How do I get in touch with Jeff?
Oh, we can get you in touch with Jeff.
We're making connections.
What is your name, sir?
Joel.
Joel.
Thanks, Joel.
Okay, Joel, I will take your email address here off the air, and I will connect you and Jeff. In a, I will CC you on an email to Jeff.
Yeah.
And
You have to email too, Mason?
That's...
Can't you just give Joel Jeff's email over the phone? Or Joel, do you got a pencil and paper handy?
I'm ready.
Well, I don't want to
get... Not on the air?
Yeah, not on the air. I'm curious. No. So what are you hoping to swap with Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, when he gave the, the six album estimate, that told me a kind of price.
Oh, okay. So you are looking
traditional cash transaction.
Okay.
I got a question for you then. So what is your guess to that price point? You can guess a price. You just can't.
Oh, we're getting all the loopholes here.
Yeah.
My guess would be $100.
Ooh, those are pretty good records.
Those are nice records.
That's about $20 per record.
Maybe I'd buy fancy albums.
Yeah.
Well, the good albums cost a lot. Well, cool. I am so stoked for Jeff and Joel to get this transaction underway. You guys, I'm going to turn you back over to Mason here. Thanks for calling in to the Minnesotan show, Joel.
I'll think about if I have anything else to trade, too.
Yeah, right. Please call back with more
Joel,
stuff.
Joel, we got another phone call here. So.
Oh, gosh, the lines, it's like hotcakes on the...
Hold on, I'm going to... hotcakes on a tin roof. Look at this.
Yeah, we don't even know how to answer two phone lines. That wasn't in the manual.
That is a legitimate
challenge. You didn't know
challenge.
The backroom operation that was required to run this thing.
We didn't expect calls.
We had no idea. Now there's two buttons lighting up. What do we hit? This is like when I worked at Domino's and I hung up on everybody. Oh, my goodness. Hey, oh, my gosh. We might have four people on the line. Wait, we forgot to hang up on Joel.
Yeah, but Joel
still
here.
He's still here. Okay. Wait, Joel, I guess this is a party line from the 80s now. I hope you know you're paying $4.95 a minute. Okay. No, you're not.
All right, Joel, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna take a quick station break, and we'll play another polka or something.
Sweating out of my rain jacket.
This is the real danger zone here. All right, so I will get you I'll get you connected with Jeff there, Joel.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
just a moment,
Joel.
Here on the Minnesotan show. It's actually going well, and you know, we've got 36 minutes left.
Well, don't worry. We got a lot of entries in my gratitude journal. We got to get to.
Absolutely, more gratitude after this.
Yep.
The king is dead. Little Richard, the true king of rock and roll, has left the building. I'm Pete Lee. Join me Monday, May 18th at 4 o'clock on Bop Street for a two-hour tribute to Little Richard, the originator, the innovator, the emancipator, the architect of rock and roll. Little Richard, the Georgia Peach himself, the prettiest man in show business, now gone but never to be forgotten. Commemorating the life, the legacy, the legend of Little Richard, the Quasar of Rock on Bop Street, Monday, May 18th at 4 o'clock here on KFAI Radio Without Boundaries.
Hi, it's Mary Mack again. We got a lot going on the Minnesotan show on KFAI.org. We're going to even have another caller, I think. Is that what that button was? Mason's working so hard. Hey, welcome to KFAI.org and 90.3 FM, broadcasting out of the West Bank here. Who am I talking with? To whom am I talking?
Oh, this is the bird call.
Oh,
the bird call lady.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, everyone. This is a segment we have for bird watchers here on the Minnesotan show. It's prime migration season currently, and we have an expert here who volunteers with birds at the, what is it, the what center is that, Kate?
Oh, my volunteership is on hold because of the pandemic, but I like to help work out in the kitchen at the place that patches up broken eagles and owls.
Okay, well, eagles and owls and lots of other birds out there as well. So this is Kate Anderson with the bird call. Kate, what should we be watching for currently?
Well, it's almost peak migration season, and yesterday I was out near Lockwood Cemetery, and just north of that the trial gardens, and the trees were just popping with warblers. There were too many to count. And part of what I found yesterday, I found black pole warblers, red starts, and my first bay-breasted warbler. So it was amazing out there yesterday, and the peak is still not here yet. So if you are getting into birding and you've never gone birding before, this is a perfect time because you can't not see anything out there. And if you are not used to warblers, they're very small. They're about the average around 4 to 5 inches. And they're so small, they can hide under leaves. So they hang out at the treetops. Depending on the warbler, they might come down to like a scrub area. So if you see anybody, it looks like they really know what they're doing, just tag along with them. Most birders are pretty friendly and need more friends.
Yeah, so, you do need more friends.
I would do that.
Stay six feet away, you're stalking them, though, you know? And then
what's
just
that?
Like, you have to stay 6 feet behind that bird watcher and then just be like, psst, hey buddy, what's that?
True.
Kind of do it creepy. But so these three types of warblers that you're seeing out there at Lockwood Cemetery, north of that, is are they going to stay here all summer, or do people need to get out there right now and take a look?
Well, right now is the best time to see them because as they're migrating, they move at night. So there's something called birdcast. If you want to see how many birds are coming through the area or wherever you live, you can check out birdcast, and it tracks them by radar. So you can see if tomorrow morning is going to be a good time to go see birds in your area. So right now, the thing that's special, what's special about fall and spring migration is these birds move at night. They stay put wherever they land during the day, and they just feed on insects and whatever. And because they're moving a couple hundred miles a day, they are starving. So they don't care about you as much, and they're just running around and trying to eat as much as they can. So they're kind of easier to see. And Minnesota, and the way why Minneapolis is kind of special, it's along what we call a flyway. So some places, maybe a couple hundred miles to the west or the east, you might see one or two of certain species, whereas when you live along a flyway, you're going to see more likely to see a bird in a flock. So my friends out in upstate New York, they see one or two rose-breasted grosbeaks, whereas I got to see a flock of six yesterday. So there's around a flock of maybe 12 Baltimore Orioles. They're hanging out in that cemetery, Roberts Bird Sanctuary, right now, that are just singing their heads off. So that'll last for a couple weeks, and then they kind of spread out,
okay,
or they move up into Canada, and then they'll nest.
Who doesn't
and breed
want to
over
move
the,
up
the
into
summer.
Canada? Know what I'm saying? Okay, so they stay up there for the summer then, huh? Is that okay to say, Mason?
Oh, what, moving to Canada?
Yeah.
Okay. There's universal basic income up there right now.
Yeah.
Those birds are lucky.
Those
are lucky birds.
Those birds have health insurance.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So you're seeing that now next week. Okay, last question. Thank you so much, Kate Anderson. Do you have a page? People can go to Birdcast, but should they also be watching your page? Or to know what's coming next week? You know, what's the hot new bird out?
Oh, I think the Birdcast, and a lot of people like to go to something called eBird. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better right now than going to the Cornell Laboratory Ornithology websites. Those are some people don't like giving them a shout out, but I grew up around there. That's how I got into them.
Mm-hmm.
So the eBird is where you can log your species that you see,
okay,
and you can keep track of them. And it's you're also contributing to the body of knowledge,
yep,
regarding birds, and every observation counts.
Okay.
So that's a fun one to check. So if you're traveling, like say you're going to the upper peninsula in Michigan,
yep,
and the last week of June, you can take a look at eBird for those dates and see what kind of birds you might be expecting.
I have an
see
important
there.
Question.
So it's a great tool. Yes.
So you said a lot of people don't like to go to that website. Is there a controversy with that website? Have they done something wrong where people don't like to recommend them?
No.
I'm looking for some sort of bird watching, you know.
Yeah, a little story. He wants the story and the drama.
I want the bird watching tea. What's the tea? Yeah. What's the tea in the bird scene?
I think it's just because they are so good at it.
Oh, jealousy.
It's like sort of.
I think, yeah.
They're in the bird mansion on the hill. That's what they.
I mean, you could. Yeah, I think like in any kind of like organization that's a nonprofit or NGO, it's easy for people to point fingers. But I don't. There's nothing that I've. I think something like because they're sort of like the place, especially in the U.S. For birding, like a birding authority or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's like if you had any kind of bird related career or something, that they always get, you know, some kind of tip of the hat, whatever.
I'm not really into the drama. I'm not gonna have anything against them either. People can just go to Birdcast or eBird. Kate, thank you so much for doing the bird call today. I thought that I might have seen a white button light up over there on this phone, but you don't have anything you want to sell?
No, we have an important announcement, actually.
Oh, so, okay. Kate Anderson, everybody. Thank you so much, Kate. I'll hope to talk to you on the next show.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Kate. Bye. Yeah,
thank you.
So, an important announcement. A chainsaw has been exchanged.
What? We did it!
A photo of a chainsaw has been sent to me.
We did it! I
have seen the chainsaw. It wasn't a joke. It's a real thing. It exists.
It's a real thing! We did it!
We have made a successful connection. If nothing else happens this morning,
wow.
we have gotten a chainsaw from one hand to another.
We are connecting humans in time of isolation, connecting through crap. That's what this is called, except that's a good chainsaw. Yeah. So, anyways, oh my gosh, if you have something to sell or trade, mostly trading is funner, I think, but go ahead, please call in here to KFAI. Here's the phone number.
612-341-0980.
And I'll tell you what, that bird lady, her voice was so soothing, and we were playing fast polka music
beneath
it. It was really like
it was a cognitive dissonance.
It was great. It was like having a cup of espresso and then having a glass of wine.
Oh my God!
We got another caller. Oh, this is getting exciting. Jeez.
Hello.
Hey, it's KFAI. Thank you so much for calling in. Who am I talking to?
Jenny.
Jenny, thank you, Jenny. Do you have something to sell or trade?
I have a few board games, kids' games.
Oh, cool. That's very popular right now.
Like Brain Quest and a coding game and Beat the Parents and a gravity game.
Beat the Parents.
Yeah. So you're saying there's four games, or is there more games?
So I have a total of...
Yep. Oh, she's like counting them right now.
Six games and a puzzle.
Six games and a puzzle? Holy moly, you know how badly people are in need of new games right now because of the stay-at-home? This is a hot item, Jenny. What would you like to trade for that? Or if you want a cash balance, you might... tell us what it would be worth in a trade.
I'm thinking like Starbucks coffee.
What?
Something simple like that.
Like a grind, like a roast, a specific grind of coffee?
Yeah, any grind or beans would be great.
Oh, you like beans. You got a grinder at home, or do you want me to find one for you on the air?
I have a grinder at home.
Well, that works out great. So if anybody has some nice coffee beans... they would like to trade Jenny for these, or the amount of cash worth. Jenny, I think those games, are they in good condition?
Yes.
They're worth two bags of coffee beans, I think. Two bags of beans.
Yeah, I'd say two bags of coffee beans.
Yeah.
I could do any coffee bean. You know, I could do like peace coffee or anything.
Yeah, I like coffee. Coffee has caffeine, and caffeine gives me hope. And we like that fair trade peace coffee as well, so... let's see. We'll collect your email here, and those board games—they're not missing any pieces, are they?
No.
Well, this is definitely worth two bags of beans. I can't even.
I wish that we need to bring a bell in here because that's deal of the day, I would say.
Can we do it again sometime and bring in a bell?
Yeah, let me
try Jenny,
this.
We're making grand plans here. We got a dinger. That's our bell.
Perfect.
Okay, well, I'll let you, Mason, take your call off the air and we're going to get your info. And thank you so much for calling in with things that people really need right now. Appreciate
it. Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. Wow, guys. This is just fantastic. This is a dream come true, connecting people with stuff they want to either have or get rid of. My name is Mary Mack, and this is the Minnesconsin Show. If you hear a little polka background music, that's not in your head. That's actually playing off of one of my... Is that my album? No. We should probably
should
give
the
name.
Swapper your email address and they will be in touch.
Oh, yeah, we got a hot deal happening. Okay, do that.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. All
right. Here we go.
We have another caller.
I can't even. Here we go. We have a caller already. And then I wait for this button to get hit. Thank you so much for calling the KFAI, the Minnesconsin Show. Do you have something to sell or swap?
I do, yes.
Oh, great. What's your name?
It's Savannah.
Savannah, thank you. So what would you like to sell or trade here on the Minnesconsin Show?
Is it okay if I'm looking for something?
Sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking for plants. Specifically, I'm looking for a small tree style plant to go into my bedroom.
Okay, so you want a plant that doesn't get too tall, right? A tree that doesn't get too tall. Okay, so if it's, what if somebody says, I got a tree, and then you got to go dig it out of somewhere? Is that something?
No, that would be an inappropriate type of tree.
Okay, so we don't want any inappropriate trees on KFAI.org. So what about, what would you give in exchange for, you're thinking maybe like just a cool looking palm tree or a rubber plant or something like that?
Yeah, something that goes in a pot, you know?
Okay.
Just like a small tree.
A small tree. Okay. Maybe, but bigger than a bonsai?
Yeah, bigger than a bonsai for
okay.
sure. Somewhere between a bonsai and a tree.
All right, well, that's a great big range, but we're going to find you that tree if we have to hold this show again.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to give you over to Mason, and it looks like I got another caller. What do you got in exchange? What do you want to give for this tree?
Okay, I've got some records. I've got a bunch of comedy records. Most of them are Bill Cosby, but they're still pretty good.
Ooh, I don't know many. I don't know if a lot of tree lovers are listening to Bill Cosby anymore.
They are. Those would technically be biodegradable. You could plant them.
Mm-hmm.
You could
there
use
you go.
Them.
Compost.
Yeah.
So I have compost.
Yep. So she's trading compost for a tree. Okay. So we're going to take your call off the air. Thank you so much, Savannah. And I got another caller already here.
All right. Guess it. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We got another caller. And hey, welcome to KFAI, the Minnesconsin Show. Would you like to trade or swap something?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would like to swap something.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Paul D.
Welcome.
How are you?
Welcome, Paul D. I have to act like I don't know you, okay? So,
well,
this is Punk Poet
really
Paul
know,
D.
Do I really know myself?
Nope.
That's the question.
Not after isolation times.
That's right. Yeah. I'm done with reflection, meditation.
Are you
unnecessary?
Yeah, right. No kidding. Are you calling all the way from over there? Hey, hold on a second. I see Mason's looking for records that I didn't bring.
Oh.
He's trying to change out my music.
Oh no, I'm just putting it behind us. It allows
oh.
if people hear music behind them, we get less breaks.
Oh,
we get less gaps. There.
Okay, less gaps. Okay, so we're putting you on some background music.
Yeah, what I'm doing is psychological. It's the same reason that they put music behind you at Kmart. It keeps you buying, it keeps you selling.
Oh, let's put on some of that Abercrombie and Fitch music.
I was putting on Ultra Banjo, which
Ultra Banjo is a bye bye bye.
I have found is very good.
Sell, sell, sell. Bye, bye, bye. Put on that Ultra Banjo. Okay, Paul D., are you calling from St. Paul?
I am. I'm way over here in Ramsey County.
Ramsey County goodies, what do you got you want to sell or trade today?
I have a beautiful figurine of Pepe Le Pew.
No! Oh, I love Pepe Le Pew from the morning cartoons.
That's right, that's right. He's got a little bouquet of flowers in his hand because he's the last real romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
Well, he's little, you know, he's a little fella. I don't know,
is he regular skunk size or smaller?
It's like maybe a couple inches tall.
Couple inches tall, but, so it's a mini. Is it glass or plastic?
It's like very hard plastic, kind of like
resin.
The stuff that would kind of hurt you as a kid, you know?
Okay, so we got a... Is the paint all on there, or is it kind of chipping, or what do you think's the quality of this?
Oh, it's in good shape. It's been preserved with the highest level of care.
Okay, so what would you like to get in exchange? Would you like to trade something, or?
$200 US, or or a really nice cheeseburger.
Okay, we're gonna. I can't. You can't say the dollar. This we got it. That was a parody.
Right.
So that's a lot. Or that's a spoof.
Yes. That's parody. Yes. No. He's not looking to sell.
Do you have any cash?
Yes. This is. Yeah.
Well, you know.
So you were looking for a cheeseburger that would be potentially worth 200 American dollars.
Well, at this point in my mind, it is worth $200.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It. Okay. Let me say, we can either swap. I'm going to up it, okay? Because I know the price of those cheeseburgers. So I'm going to say two cheeseburgers because I upsell here at KFAI.org.
Mm-hmm.
And they can trade you probably, I'd say they could probably meet you in a parking lot of a fast food organization, wouldn't you think, Paul?
Yeah, well, that's where... Yeah, that's where a lot of transactions take place.
Sure, a lot of unnamely transactions. This will be the most legal transaction in a fast food parking lot of all time. I sure like those Pepe Le Pew figurines.
This is the most ethical transaction ever. In a,
mm-hmm.
Although I've sold a lot of cars in the Big Top parking lot. That's a liquor store.
We're talking midway history. I miss that Big Top Liquors. Okay.
Well, oh, man.
Well, yeah. Somebody tried to sell me a camcorder over there.
That's a box full of bricks.
Yeah. All right. Well, Paul, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to give you to Mason to take your info off the line, and I hope...
It sounds like you know Paul, so I might be able to get the info from you if somebody takes him up
on
this. I don't
know. Paul never gives me his info.
Paul, I'll find you. So let's say if you were looking to trade this Pepe Le Pew figurine, 2 p.m. today.
Yeah. What?
Let's say.
We don't know his schedule.
University and Snelling. Well, if it's important to him.
Yeah.
University and Snelling in front of the Spruce Building.
There's cheeseburgers.
There's a nice place to stand under there, and there are several places nearby to buy. Adequate cheeseburgers.
If you don't know it, it looks like somebody put up a real ugly bathroom tile, were trying.
That's right.
It's
like they tear all the cool shit down and leave that thing up.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Well,
now that you have violated FCC regulations, all right, Spruce Building.
It's okay.
I understand.
You cut me off. I understand.
You're a punk rock poet. I understand. Paul is gone. We will forget that ever happened.
We're taking another call.
It turns out, we have Tim from Minneapolis on the line.
We're wheeling and dealing. I don't think it's Tim. He said another caller when I heard him. Didn't you?
Oh.
No, it's Tim.
It's a Tim.
Huh. Okay.
It's a Tim. We could go Timothy.
Tim, where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
Okay, Minneapolis. Well, thanks for calling KFAI. And the Minnesconsin Show here at 90.3 FM. What do you got to sell or trade?
Well, I have a 1984 gold Yamaha moped, kind of like the one from Terminator 2.
Oh, that's interesting, Tim. Can you speak up a little bit? Because I have a moped just like that. What part of Minneapolis are you in, Tim?
Northeast.
Northeast, that's interesting. Seeing as I live in Northeast Minneapolis and I have a husband named Tim. Are you selling my moped, Tim?
And I was going to trade it for the Pepe Le Pew figurine.
No, you're not, Tim. That's mine. Mason, this is my husband, Tim. Why are you screening these calls?
Oh, I did, but he didn't say anything about your connection, you see.
Also, it's not a moped. It's actually a scooter. It goes up to 65 miles an hour.
Unfortunately, Paul, by virtue of having used a naughty word here, is no longer available to swap or shop. He is going to have to stick Pepe Le Pew where the sun don't shine.
He didn't say the end of the word, though. He didn't say the last letter. It's true. But I'm not trading my scooter for a Pepe Le Pew. You couldn't give me a 100 Pepe Le Pews in exchange for my Honda scooter. I mean, the light comes up like Terminator 2, and I was going to say Sandra Day O'Connor escaped, but that was just some fan fiction I wrote about the Supreme Court and Arnold Schwarzenegger once. So what's that? Sandra Day O'Connor escaped. Oh, Lord. Okay, well, it's Sunday morning coming down. That's going to be the gospel
O'Connor
song next time. Sarah O'Connor, when she got away from the Terminator, it was on not this particular machine, but a machine that was totally similar to this machine.
Very similar.
Yeah, very.
It would be a great thing. It would be a great thing to get out there in the swap and shop world, and maybe somebody would trade you like a trolling motor for a canoe.
I would trade two trolling motors for it, maybe. Hey, wait a second. How did I get in? How am I selling something now?
Well, you know, the callers are starting to dwindle off. We got about 13 minutes left here, so.
Well, I guess we'll put it out there. Mm-hmm. Tim, my husband, has never given me his email, Mason.
Okay.
So would you get his email off the air?
Let's have him give it on the air.
Tim, you got a website people could look up for if they want to get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's all at timharmston.com.
Tim Harmston, HARMSTON, .com. And don't worry if you can't remember it the first time. We've been married 8 years, and my mom still doesn't know what Tim's last name is. So
I'll put some photos of your moped up there so people can kind of check it out.
It's not a moped, Tim. Mopeds go 25. You don't even need a... I have a motorcycle license. Do you know? I had to train, Tim. What do you think I was doing in those parking lots all that time? I was going, winding around myself around imaginary cones, and I really worked hard to get that, just so you know. I don't think you appreciate how hard I worked to get my motorcycle license, especially that scooter does not have a very good turning radius, although it is worth a lot of trolling motors.
A collector would love it. And if there's somebody that has a trolling motor or maybe even a log splitter.
What else do we need? A log splitter would be great. Hey, that's probably an almost equal trade.
I think so, yeah.
A log
612-341-0980.
So sorry, I forgot to give the phone number, everybody.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay, bye, Tim. I'll see you in a little bit, I guess. Oh, man. That was kind of clever how he did that, Mason.
I was waiting to see if he would catch on.
Yeah, I'm suddenly selling my scooter by way of my husband just randomly calling the station. Mm-hmm. Boy, that turkey.
Did he know you were going to be here?
He did, but I said to call and sell some of his stuff.
Ah.
Not my stuff.
Well, maybe if you're not in the house, it counts as his stuff.
Oh, no. He's always wanting me to write up a will. And you know why? Because he just wants me to get rid of my cool things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I believe it's not even like when I'm passed on. It's like right now somehow. I think is the wording in this will.
We do have a, there's somebody coming in through the chat line. Gerald, are you in Northeast Minneapolis with a log splitter?
You got a log splitter, Gerald?
He may be in Northeast Minneapolis. To clarify, we are not swapping a log splitter. We are looking to swap.
Am I getting a log splitter?
Perhaps. We are looking to swap your motorcycle for a log splitter in Northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I think she would drive the scooter to where your log splitter is, give you the scooter, and then find her own way home,
I assume. You know how good the scooter is? I could hook up that log splitter and move it a little bit.
Hmm.
That's what I could do. So,
All right, Gerald is typing very slowly.
Thank you, Gerald.
I didn't realize that we had a chat window open.
I didn't know either. I'm not allowed to touch anything.
It's okay. Well, it's not as fun as having people call 612-341-0980. We still have between 1 and 1,000 prints of ducks and goats, probably some pigs in there.
Yeah.
I believe we've
got a Pepe Le Pew figurine.
Mm-hmm. We have up to 6 kids games, including Beat the Parents and Brain Quest.
Oh yeah.
And a puzzle.
And then 4 more board games that people are waiting on. This guys, call in.
Somebody's looking to trade that for two bags of coffee. I'm gonna say a pound each, so 2 pounds of coffee for these 6 board games.
Now, what happens, because when this show stops at 11, people can't call in anymore.
They can email the station, contact@kfai.org.
If for some reason
you hear this in the archives or you hear it through a podcast, we'll still make this happen.
Okay.
We're still making connections and dreams come true. Community radio is like that. We never stop working and we never get paid.
They never stop and they never profit. Mm. So, in fact, I'm kind of like, I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight. There's been so much action on these phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little Anne Murray over there.
Oh, sure.
Mason.
Let's calm you down.
Would I be able to play that? That first number off of Anne Murray's
absolutely.
Greatest hits. I know you're doing 20 things at one time.
Yes, but I have 10 fingers, so.
Oh. Hey, did you speed her up? Or is this just a fast number?
Beneath it snowing.
I think we're good.
Oh, yeah, this is a peppy number.
612-341-0980. We're a swapping. We're shopping. Lavasto Pueblo is coming up in 8 minutes, so your time is almost up.
Let me say one thing. This,
sure.
This Snowbird by Anne Murray goes out to Kate Anderson, the bird lady who did the bird call today. Thank you so much, Kate.
Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within. For the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. To that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Welcome back to the Minnesconsin Show here on KFAI 90.3 FM. Yay, community radio. My name is Mary Mack. I'm your host of the Minnesconsin Show. And boy, that Anne Murray, she has a silky, silky voice. Shoot, that's a nice voice. And just an update here, you can trade or sell stuff on the air with me, but we're going to have to wrap it up. And Gerald did not have a wood splitter, it turns out.
He's just curious about the logistics of it.
Yeah, Gerald, that's not our problem. If I get a wood splitter, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much, Gerald, for tuning in. Now, guys, we're just going to leave with another, we're going to leave with some empowerment for women. Helen Reddy, I'm a big fan of hers from the 70s, this singer-songwriter. Thanks again.
Mm-hmm.
What's about to come up now, Mason?
La Voz del Pueblo, which is here 11 o'clock every day.
I listen to you. Thank you. Oh, neat. This is such a cool station.
So to remind people, we still have several board games up in swap for 2 pounds of coffee. Savannah is looking for a tree that will fit in her bedroom.
We're looking for a
and
tree.
It is a reasonable sized, you know, condominium.
Mm-hmm,
not
mm-hmm.
that big.
Mm-hmm.
Tim is looking to...
trade my scooter for a wood chipper. So, mm-hmm. Oh, no, not a chipper.
A log splitter.
A log splitter. We're not trying to kill anybody. We're just trying to split logs. Okay. That sucks. And then we got...
We made a successful chainsaw connection.
Wow, that was so cool. Jeff and Joel.
And a Pepe Le Pew figurine, which if you were to meet Pauly D over 2 p.m. today in front of the Spruce Center.
Yeah. The station is 2 cheeseburgers.
I don't want to deal with email for him. I want him to go and meet. It sounds like he hasn't seen people for a while.
He's going to sit out there forever.
Well...
Nobody goes there except if you got a... If you got a real bad addiction, you might go sit there for a while, and then, well, Paul's going to end up trading heroin for his Pepe Le Pew, and then we started that.
I've done worse.
All right, well, we want to leave the world a happier place here on the Minnesconsin Show, so we got our closing number. I hope you let me come back again, Mason. Thanks so much for having me here on KFAI.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. Oh, that sounds nice. Let it roll through. I didn't actually cue it.
You love it.